morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 15th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be advancing the discussion we just heard a little snippet of from the April 27th show, which is that the reality that we are born into has been constructed for us. In that little snippet excerpt from Maxim Gorky's Mother, in which Pavel says he wants to know the truth. And I commented on that is how we all begin our days on the planet, wanting to know the truth, because we feel, our bodies can feel that what we're living in isn't authentic. And what we're going to be arguing today is that it is possible for us to work together to construct a world that is authentic, and that we deserve that world. And that millennia-long captivity has led us to believe that it's no longer possible, and even some of us that we don't deserve it. That's conditioning. And once we begin coming together to talk about it, it becomes obvious that that's conditioning. And things transform as quickly as 1 minute there is an Auschwitz and the next minute there's not. As we're going to read about today with Miklos Nisley. Sisters and brothers, he who pays the piper calls the tune, a quite simple notion, but clearly true, not subject to dispute. And yet, we've never discussed, we the global people, its implications for how this world is constructed. This discussion's absence, the fact that we the people exist in a social arrangement constructed for us, one we're born into, forced to reproduce, without being allowed a role in its determination, and our say in it when we've called the question, in those revolutionary moments, has been massaged and managed, and the final result made essentially cosmetic. And never underestimate the role that the wage work system plays, not just in harnessing our energy for the purposes of power, but for diverting us from our questions, those very ones our bodies want us to work on. Why is this world false? And the minute we start struggling towards that, you know, our chains get pulled, the bills descend, and we're locked into survival mode. Those mechanisms have worked for millennia, but we're in a moment because of the collective work of our ancestors. It's just humbling when we start to lay out before our eyes the work that has been done, each piece necessary. And though I credit Nikola Tesla a lot because his vision was focused. And when you have a focused vision, you are more effective. And that's what we have to start talking about.